Today we learned Shabbos Daf Ches. We started off the daf with a discussion about a tree that's in Rishus HaYachid but has branches that go over into the Rishus HaRabim. If a person throws an object from the Rishus HaRabim and it lands on one of those branches that is in the Rishus HaRabim, but again the root of the tree is in the Rishus HaYachid, so Chamisei Patur because it landed on a spot that's less than Dalet al Dalet, so you're going to be Patur. It doesn't have anything in Rishus HaRabim, but Rebbe says that you're going to be Chayiv because we say Shadi Nofa Basari Karo. But there are two days in Rashi what that means exactly. Either it means that the branch goes after the original location of the root of the tree, of the base of the tree, and therefore when it rests on the branch, it's as if it's resting on a makom dalet al dalet, or it means that the branch goes after the original spot of the tree, and therefore it's considered that the branch is actually in a rishus hayachid. But in the rishus hayachid, you don't need a makom of dalet al dalet, and you'd be chayv just for transferring from a rishus harabim to a rishus hayachid. And Rav Chisdal is that a rishus hayachid, the object doesn't have to actually rest on the spot of dalet. That's how we started the conversation with Rav Chista on the bottom of Daf Zayinam Beis. The Gemara then discusses if you have a kli that's 10 tefachim high and you throw it into a Rishus HaRabim, that there might be certain situations where you're not chayiv. If it's 10 tefachim high and it's wide enough that that it could fit a square, a 4x4 tefachim inside of it, so then and you throw that kli, you're going to be pater, because in the Mishkan they threw kalim to each other, they threw the needles to each other, but they didn't throw reshuya. And since this kli makes its own rishus, if it's 4x4 tefachim and 10 tefachim high, it is its own rishus hayachid. Therefore, it's not going to be concluded in the general chi of hotza'a. If you threw a kli that was 10 tefachim high but was not beribu o dalet tefachim, you cannot fit a square of 4x4 tefachim inside of it. Meaning, it didn't have a diameter of what the Gemara calls 6 tefachim, but really 6.5 tefachim. So then, according to Abaye, you're going to be chayev, and according to Rava, you're going to be pater. Rava says you potter because at the time that the kli lands, there's still some parts of the kli, of the wicker basket, let's say, that is sticking above the 10 tefachim. And we know one thing about a Rishus HaRabim is that the airspace of Rishus HaRabim only extends for the first 10 tefachim. Above that is Makom Ptur, and therefore when you threw it, it landed partially in a Makom Ptur, and we're not going to be chayiv when something lands partially in a Makom Ptur. The Gemara then discusses toward the end of Ches Amud Aleph, if a person turns a kli upside down and he throws it into Rishus HaRabim, and it lands on its face, on its mouth, I should say. So whether you're going to be chayiv or not. So the Gemara says, if it's less than 7 tefachim and a mashu, up until 7 tefachim and a mashu high, you're going to be chayiv because it's completely rested in a Rishus HaRabim. But if it's more than 7 tefachim and a mashu, so then Rav and Abaye are going to say that you're potter, because at the time that the mashu of the basket reaches within 3 tefachim of the ground, so then we say lavud, we freeze frame it as if it stops right there. And we say love it, it's as if it goes all the way down to the ground, and therefore since the defunos extend all the way down to the ground, it's as if it's resting on the ground. At that time, the top of the kli is still 10 tefachim above the ground, which is in a makom ptur. So therefore, you're not going to be chayiv. But according to Rav Ashi, you are going to be chayiv because the mechitzos that are made to put something in them and not to be turned upside down don't have a din of love it. We only say love it on real mechitzos, not a mechitzos of a kli where you're supposed to put something in them. The Gemara then discusses, what if you have a pillar in a Rishus HaRabim that's 9 tefachim high? So the Gemara says, that for sure is something the Kasef people would stop all the time to rest their kelim on it, so that counts as part of the Rishus HaRabim. What about a bar amuk tisha? You have a bar that's 9 tefachim deep. So Rav Yosef says, also the dinner of Rishus HaRabim, because a lot of times, and Abaye asked Rav Yosef said, also the dinner of Rishus HaRabim. A lot of times people will keep things there for a short amount of time and come pick it up later. So it's not as easy to use as a pillar that's 9 tefachim above the ground, but people from the Rishus HaRabim a lot of times do use it. Rava holds it, no, it has a din of a karmelis if it's dalet al dalet tefachim, because it's a tashmish al yedei chak. Tashmish al yedei chak is not called tashmish, it's not a normal way to use something. Let's say a person wants to be konashvisa, so he puts an eruv in the bar, he wants to be konashvisa in Rishus HaRabim, and he puts an eruv in a bar that's in the Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara discusses on top of Chesam and Beis whether that works. So if the bar is 10 tefachim deep, and Mamish has din of Rishus HaYachid, it's 4x4 tefachim wide and it's 10 tefachim deep, so then for sure you can't be Konash Visa, because during Bein HaShemashos, when you need to be Konash Visa, you're not allowed to move the Erev out of the bar to the place where you're trying to be Konash Visa, because it's Rishus HaYachid to Rishus Rabim. If the bar is less than 10 tefachim deep, so then Rebbe holds you are Konash Visa, because he holds it's something that's Asur Mishum Shvus L'Gazra Lov Bein HaShemashos, that since when it's less than 10 tefachim deep, it would not be an Isur Daraisa to move it from the bar to the Rishus HaRabim, so therefore therefore it would not be usher to do ben hashmashos, and therefore it would be a valid error. But according to the Chachamim, you're not kona shvisa even in that case. Let's say you have intention to be kona shvisa in a karmelis, and the bor is less than 10 tefachim deep, so therefore the bor also has a din of a karmelis. So then even the Chacham would be molded that it's a valid error, because karmelis to karmelis is for sure the same thing. So you're allowed to be kona shvisa with the eruv that's in the bar. If a person, then the Gemara discusses, if you have bundles that you're trying to move, and instead of lifting them up and actually carrying them and dropping them somewhere else, you flip them over, so it never actually completely gets off the ground. You just pick up one side and flip it over to the other side. So the Gemara says, in that situation, you would be pater, even if you went more than dalet amos, because you never were ochre it completely from the ground. And finally, the daf ends with a discussion back to the case where a man was standing on the doorstep of a house, and he was transferring, so that we said that he's not chayiv when you transfer things to the balabayas, and not only that, when you transfer to the ani also, standing on the outside. So the Gemara went through all the possibilities of what kind of location is this where you're allowed to do something like this, that you could hand it to either side. It's got to be a makom patur. But even so, we don't allow transferring from the balabayas to the ani, or from the ani to the balabayas via the makom patur. And the Gemara says you might want to compare this to carrying dalet amos and rishus harabim more than 10 tefachim high, because you pick it up in Rosh Hashanah and then you take it through this makom patur, more than 10 tefachim high off the ground, and you put it down in Rosh Hashanah. But we say no, that's for sure chayiv, because that the Gemara says on the very top of Tesam Ralph already is hasam lo nach hacha nach. In that case, it never rests, it never stops. Whereas over here, you stop in the makom patur. So over here, in this case of the iskofa of the doorstep of the house, you're definitely going to be patur. Okay, that's the chazar of Shabbos Tavchas.